Welcome, everyone, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on radio.com. So glad to have you with us this Monday, June 24, 2019. Yes, I think we've been on the radio for maybe 8 or 9 years now, talking on a weekly basis every Monday about life, vitality, well-being, and about the essential building blocks that your body requires in order to assemble that beneficial environment for you. And the leader of these tremendous dynamic conversations is our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is not only just an extraordinary doctor, of course, a medical doctor, and she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist, she's been in the natural health field and the medical field for 50 years. She studied everything. She's watched all the fads. She's seen them come and go. And the thing that she knows the most about anything is the natural intelligence, the latent intelligence, the well-being of the body, and what it's willing to do, that its impulses for life, its impulses for health, its impulses for vitality, and those impulses are translated through nutrition. And through your nutritional assets, you can improve your health, your vitality, and your well-being. And she said it so many times in so many different ways. I know for a fact that through customer service at RNA Reset, her product company, we have 14 or 15 free ebooks that she generously distributes all her information from, including the Future Health Now Encyclopedia, which is, I think, 500 and something pages of over 130 different health conditions, which she lays out her remedies and her information, including homeopathy, for everybody to just gobble up freely. She's written book after book after book after book, including The Magnesium Miracle, an international bestseller that's been translated into so many languages. People all over the world have embraced the information that she's put in that book, the 65 health conditions related to magnesium deficiency, and why you should, before you start gobbling up drugs and turning to devices, you should probably saturate your body with magnesium and then start seeing how well your health performs. She has 101 Kindle books. She has a weekly radio show that she has herself championed, and of course with my help in there in the background. And she has laid down hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of health advice that is available at drcarolyndeanlive.com, a searchable index that Melody Rose fastidiously types out every single week, giving the minute markers for a 2-hour show on where all the topics have been discussed. You can search it by index. Let's see. And then, of course, there are the products, which is her wisdom in a bottle, Remag, Remite, Realign, on and on and on. And there is just absolutely no end to this woman's incredible contribution. And as if that's not enough, she's going to sit down and talk to you for 2 hours tonight, no charge, of course, and she's going to keep you inspired and reassured that following these steps to take these very simple, basic health and lifestyle changes is going to end you up in an extraordinary way. I am so happy to be her co-host this evening, as I am every Monday night, and so thrilled at the potential of what we can say to you and what our listening audience will share when they call in and what our chat line people will reveal as they type in as well. It's a fun, dynamic conversation for the next 2 hours, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. And without any further ado, may I present our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Awesome, Jenny. Awesome. Wisdom in a bottle. That's what we've got. The words didn't work enough back in, gosh, whatever it was, 2010, when I started blogging and doing my complement modules. I thought I could educate people with words, but I think, it was before that, because in 2008, when the economy crashed again, people just didn't have time to read the words and do all the actions and activities it would take to get them well. So, as Judy says, we created wisdom in a bottle. So, thank you for that. Excellent. And you
Let me just say, though, not just any wisdom, Dr. Dean's wisdom, because there's a lot of wisdom in how those formulas are assembled. And not everybody else seems to have caught on. So that's good. It's your wisdom, Carolyn. All right, let's press on.
Thank you, thank you. The blog that Jenny put out today, you'll get it when you join our email list for the RNA Reset website. It's just a weekly blog, and it'll be on drcarolindeanlive.com right now. You can follow along because I'll jump through it. It's the perfect topic because it talks about muscle cramps. And it's as if muscle cramps seem to be the primo symptom for people. I mean, we know insomnia is magnesium deficiency, but 100% of people can have a bout of insomnia. It doesn't necessarily mean they're magnesium deficient. But when your muscles start cramping up to the point that it throws you to the ground, like my Charlie horse leg cramps used to when I stretched in bed, you know there's something wrong. And then when you translate that to knowing that, oh, my heart is a big muscle and it could be cramping like my legs, it really should wake you up and get you moving, probably to Dr. Googler to find out what this could be. And what you'll find out in terms of naturally looking at leg cramps is magnesium. So the blog reads, insufficient magnesium and relative excess of calcium may cause sustained muscle contraction in any muscle group of the body, head to toe. Add the complication that doctors and practitioners, not even natural medicine doctors, not even, you know, magnesium forums, realize the full extent of magnesium deficiency. So perfect example, as we're saying here, is about the leg cramps, common in many athletes and individuals age 45 plus. Recently, the journal Neurology published a paper called Prospective Study of Restless Leg Syndrome and Total and Cardiovascular Mortality Among Women. So restless legs, that's another aspect of muscles just being so twitchy and irritable that you feel you have to move them to try to make yourself more comfortable. And what I have said, I think Jenny got this from a blog of mine, this study on restless legs and heart disease proves to me that your leg cramps are telling you your magnesium deficiency is serious and needs to be remedied. Why? Because I've seen countless people eliminate their symptoms of leg cramps and restless leg syndrome when they take REMAG, and when people have magnesium deficiency, they are at risk for heart disease. But now, this is not brought up in this journal article, not one bit. They just think that they've discovered something new. Oh, my gosh, people with restless legs have heart disease. I wonder what that's all about. And they go around like ostriches with their head in the ground, not looking at the obvious. And the obvious is the highest amounts of magnesium in the body are in the heart. So if there is magnesium deficiency, the heart is at risk. And this restless leg syndrome is said to be a sleep and neurological sensory disorder, which tells me nothing about its cause. In fact, medicine has no idea what causes RLS or how to treat it. So this latest study just makes people with RLS more anxious because they're being told now that there's no cure for RLS and it increases the risk of heart disease, of which there are six drugs you can take, but there's no cure in modern medicine. But we know that heart disease is definitely related to magnesium deficiency. So you've got these RLS symptoms at rest, lying or sitting. That includes creeping, crawling, tingling, pulling, twitching, tearing, aching, throbbing, prickling, grabbing sensations of the calves mostly. And it leaves you with an uncontrollable urge to relieve those uncomfortable sensations by trying to move your legs, so your legs become restless. They do talk about iron deficiency, but that's a big conundrum, too, because at a certain age, you really should not be taking iron. Now, I won't go into iron deficiency here, but just be aware that if your blood tests show low iron, you have to look at your ferritin, you have to look at hematin, you have to look at the whole picture. And if there's too much iron, then you start donating blood for Pete's sakes. But you first take magnesium to see if that's the underlying cause of restless legs. Nowhere in mainstream literature do I see magnesium being tested in the diagnosis and treatment of RLS, yet every day we hear stories in customer service of people who take REMAG and say their RLS symptoms disappear, which means they were suffering from magnesium deficiency. Leg cramps are just one of the 65 different health conditions that are related to magnesium deficiency. So this is what we're talking about tonight. And what's interesting to me is I never heard about RLS in med school. We didn't even start hearing about it till about 15, 20 years ago. And that timing correlates with somehow a Parkinson's drug being rolled into treatment of RLS. And you will see that over and over again in medicine, that when they find a drug to treat a disease, that disease will become a hot topic because they've got a drug to treat it. And it's that convenient for medicine, and it's that promotion, the PR of and marketing of drugs that you'll see all the time. And these drugs, I mean, what are they? They're called dopamine agonists. Now, dopamine is a problem in Parkinson's. It's not a problem in RLS, but dang, you know, maybe it does something that suppresses the symptoms. But these drugs, the main one is Requip. And they act like the neurotransmitter dopamine in the brain. Side effects include daytime sleepiness, nausea, lightheadedness, and what else? Stomach pain, loss of appetite, worsening RLS in the morning. So you get rid of it at night, and then you have to put up with it in the morning. Diarrhea, constipation, dry mouth, and it goes on. Another treatment for RLS is a botulism toxin. I mean, it's just, it blows me away. And what I've been recently reading about RLS is they're equating it or associating it with rheumatoid arthritis. So they're trying to say that people with RLS may be at risk for rheumatoid, but I think what they're trying to do there is put it in the autoimmune bucket. And they're doing that with a lot of drugs today. I'm going to do a sidebar before we go to our amazing questions from our mailbag about this topic, because it seems to affect a lot of people. But what's going on in medicine today is they are relegating a lot of conditions to autoimmune disease bucket and using something called biologic drugs. So I'll get to that. Ginny's topic, I just saw it this morning, and I realized how important it was, and then this RLS and rheumatoid. But I was also triggered a few days ago by a Medscape article, The Importance of Early Diagnosis and Management of SMA. And then I had to look it up. What's SMA? It's spinal muscular atrophy. And this is a condition in children under age 2. And this is a state of modern medicine today, basically. The drug for spinal muscular atrophy that's just been approved by the FDA is, I try to break it down in bits here. Onosaminogene abeparvovec xoy, formerly known as AVXS-101. Now listen to these words. It's an adeno-associated virus vector-based gene therapy indicated for the treatment of pediatric patients less than 2 years of age with spinal muscular atrophy who have biallelic mutations in the survival motor neuron 1. It's approved for IV delivery in patients with all forms and types of SMA under 2 years of age. So, as I said, this is where modern medicine is at today. They're trying to treat diseases, rare diseases, genetic diseases, a lot of cancer and autoimmune disease because they've given up on treating chronic disease caused by nutrient deficiency and yeast overgrowth. There are no chemical drugs to treat these conditions, so they're focusing on autoimmune disease and cancer, which have in part been created by modern medicine because they can't treat nutrient deficiency and yeast overgrowth with drugs. So it was when I was doing my 50 hours of continuing medical education this past early spring that I just saw the pervasiveness of these biologic drugs. They were everywhere in all the units that I did. Every disease that came up, the answer was give a biologic drug. Let me look at biologic drugs. I think the term was invented to make people feel warm and fuzzy about a type of medicine that is said to be working with nature. Critics say these drugs are cutting edge, complex, and costly compared to chemically derived drugs. They can only be given intravenously and intramuscularly. And they're being given in a climate of serious magnesium deficiency and nutrient deficiencies. And this just makes all the side effects of biologic drugs even worse. Most biologics are very large, complex molecules or mixtures of molecules. Many biologics are produced using recombinant DNA technology. So what is it? It's a product that is produced from living organisms or contains components of living organisms. Human, animal, or microorganisms using biotechnology. I don't even know what that means. I mean, seriously, I downloaded 4 books on biologic medicine. Actually, I mainly downloaded the samples because these books are in the hundreds of dollars because it's new tech. It is the tech body. The tech body is taking over with these biological medicines. And the types of biologic drugs, they started with vaccines, right? Because we know they come from viruses and all manner of monkey virus strains, et cetera, get combined in these in the vaccines. So types of biologic drugs include vaccines, blood components, cells, allergens, genes, tissues, and recombinant proteins. They may contain proteins that control the action of other proteins and cellular processes, genes that control production of vital proteins, modified human hormones, or cells that produce substances that suppress or activate components of the immune system, our sacred immune system. Biologic drugs are sometimes referred to as biologic response modifiers because they change the manner of operation of natural biologic intracellular and cellular actions. What are the medicinal uses? They're used for the treatment of numerous diseases and conditions and are the most advanced therapies available. Some biologic drugs treat autoimmune disease. They've revolutionized cancer treatment, delayed or reversed the course of immune-related conditions, changed the lives of people with rare diseases, and have offered hope for many patients who previously had no effective treatment options for their condition. Now, I'm not putting these the people who've used these drugs down in any way. When a person is desperate, when they're told that their condition is fatal, they will take anything. And what I'm going to interject right here, right now, is you can do these drugs and take your completement formulas, and I think you'll have a much better outcome because you need the building blocks to help your body deal with what's going on. And if 80% of metabolic functions in the body rely on magnesium alone, then be taking your REMAG when you're taking your biologic medicines. And maybe you'll be one of the successes, and they'll say, see, biologic drugs really work because you've supported your body. So I've mentioned there's lists of medical uses for the drugs, I've already said. And then the side effects, obviously there's going to be side effects. Potential for allergic hypersensitivity reaction, and that can be anaphylactic shock where you kind of stop breathing because your throat can swell up from the hypersensitivity reaction. They're used for autoimmune-related disorders in order to suppress the immune system, which means they increase the risk of infections. This suppression is serious enough to reactivate hepatitis B in people and TB in people who have these lingering conditions. You can have injection site reactions for the muscular shots or infusion site reactions for IV drugs. So the main side effect of biological medications is serious infection. Most likely these infections are, they say, these are the words that people are made to read. Most likely these infections are not because of the medications themselves. However, biologic medications change the way your immune system works, which is an effect of the medication, okay? Biologic medications help to control your inflammatory disease. Yeah, they suppress the inflammation, but also affect your natural ability to fight off an infection. But that's okay. If you get an infection while taking a biologic medicine, just go to your doctor and they'll give you an antibiotic and probably a steroid drug, which will worsen your total life. This is where you'd be taking your Picosilver and you'd be on your completement formulas, your REMAG, REMITE, Realign, RNA reset drops. Less common side effects are possible central nervous system disorders, cardiac issues, and lupus-like syndromes. Now, seriously, those are, you know, near fatal conditions, but, you know, they're there. Common side effects, chills, weakness, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, rash, on and on and on. Serious side effects, low blood pressure, anaphylaxis, on and on and on and on. So what preparations are available for biologics? Oh, yeah, that's the IV and IM because they're quickly digested and inactivated if given by mouth because they're biologic proteins. And yes, when foreign proteins come into your body, the body's natural first reaction is to get rid of them because they're toxic and can set up serious antigen antibody reactions. Perhaps the only people these drugs seem to work on are people whose immune systems are already beaten down. So if you have to use them along with the completement formula so that your body can start building new perfect cells. The drugs will not go... The drugs will not go after new perfect cells, but target the cells you don't want anyway. This could be a big breakthrough in medicine. However, I'm also saying that people on the completement formulas may not have to go to biologic drugs in the first place. So, Ginny, this is a really important point. I mean, this is where our buddy Ion keeps saying that we're going to save Big Pharma because... Seriously, when I read about biologic drugs and what they're trying to do, I do think, along with our completement formulas, they could be very helpful for people. So I'm going to stop and let Ginny comment before doing some of our wonderful mailbag.
I'm glad you went through everything that you just went through. I'll just share the comments on the chat line. And Andrew in South Carolina is saying, this is such a pleasant podcast. It's very soothing. And also Gary said, I love how Dr. Dean explains medical information in an easy to understand and intriguing way. And, of course, I say hear, hear to that. And the other thing, Carolyn, I think that is so important, as you've said, is that in terms of saving Big Pharma is we know that our products improve the performance of every kind of protocol or drug because the body cannot use any other, they can't use the nutrition that it's getting, just like it can't use the calcium or it can't use the drugs that it's taking if it doesn't have magnesium and these minerals in the mitochondria to actually have the cellular exchange, the ATP, what's required. Even creatine, I was reading what these bodybuilders are so jacked up on this stuff, and which is the after image of ATP. And, of course, so they're relying on that, but then you can't have that if you don't have ATP, and you don't have ATP until you have magnesium. So still the constant churning of the medical and the dietary supplement industry to try to provide something new when really what's most important is the imperative things that you recommend and provide through your products. So, yeah, I agree completely.
Right, yeah, medicine and supplement-based medicine has ignored magnesium to their peril. They keep looking for other, as you say, more products to sell, more innovative supplements and drugs, forgetting the basics. And we'll just keep ramming this down your throat hole that 80% of metabolic functions in the body require magnesium. So why would you not be taking enough of that to saturate your body? And that's what we're talking about here. Okay, Ginny, let me answer some of these questions. And they may have come up on the chat. So by going over this mailbag now, I'll answer a lot of chat questions, I'm sure. Okay, someone says, I suffer from leg cramps in the groin. Now, they are awful. And calves and foot, which is why I started taking Remag Remite for 3 months now. The cramping stopped, and then a month ago I purchased Recalcia and added it. There are still times I wake up with cramping in my foot only. I did not have additional cramping until I added Recalcia. My question is, how do I know when my body has too much calcium? What are the symptoms of too much? I was diagnosed with scoliosis 2 years ago and was told to take 600 milligrams daily, so I switched to Recalcia. Also on note, I purchased Remag lotion. Absolutely love it. My favorite routine is to apply to my feet before I sleep. It's refreshing when I applied, and I have to say, in the past I'd wake up every 2 hours and now I sleep through the night. It is a wonderful product. So, this business about calcium and leg cramps, yes, there is this dance and balance between magnesium and calcium. And I went through it. I decided when I finally got a hold of Remag and it took care of my heart palpitations that I would not take a calcium. I had not made Recalcia at that point. So I was afraid to take a dirt-based calcium because I know they're so poorly absorbed. And the studies were coming out about the dirt calcium that said women who take dirt calcium that's only 4, 10, 12% absorbed, the calcium doesn't leave the body. It precipitates in soft tissues and causes the atherosclerosis and the arthritis and the gout and heel spurs, gallstones, kidney stones, and breast tissue calcification. Maybe not. Well, gout, yeah, calcium oxalate stones. So I was not interested in that. It wasn't until I developed some knee pain that I realized, okay, I'm ready for calcium. And that was a year or more out. I mean, maybe years of not taking any calcium. And even then, I think before Recalcia, and I've told this story ad nauseum, that I would eat a lot of yogurt, a couple cups of yogurt in a, you know, a day or two span, and I would start getting my heart palpitations back. And that let me know it was too much calcium, and that calcium was bumping my magnesium. So it's that kind of dance that you have to play with. So this dear writer is saying that when she added Recalcia, she started getting back a bit of foot cramping, so then you cut back on Recalcia. And you figure out what you're getting by way of calcium in your diet. When I started the keto diet, I didn't have to take as much calcium, Recalcia. So that's the dance, and I'm sure that's a lot of people's questions, is how do I know how much Recalcia to take? My guidelines for milligrams is you only probably require 600 milligrams of calcium from your diet and from Recalcia. And you probably require at least 600 milligrams of Remag, which is 2 teaspoons of Remag. Yes, I'd like it to be 1 teaspoon for everybody to start out with, but I had to start on 4, and it's only now I'm down to 1 teaspoon a day. Next question. I've had quite a few leg cramps lately, several back-to-back, calf, ankle, feet, and toes, despite the fact that I'm on your completement formulas for 2 years. Now listen to this. I take 3 to 4 teaspoons of Remag daily, along with sea salted water, Remite, Pico's Restructure, RNA Reset drops. I have bottles of Remag lotion placed strategically so I can catch these leg cramps before they happen or before they take hold. Now, she's on everything, and she's on a real good mound of Remag. I'm hearing background noise, Ginny. Okay. I'm 63, a heart patient. Unfortunately, I'm still sleeping between a recliner and a bed. And I've noticed the leg cramps almost always occur while in the recliner. So here's some very interesting information. She started looking up recliner and leg cramps. And she read that leg cramps, back issues, sciatica, muscle spasms, poor circulation can all be because of sleeping in a recliner that's not the right size for your body. So she said, I'm in that process of replacing mine. She said, I apparently have poor circulation in both of my calves and feet, resulting in tingling and loss of feeling in my lower legs and feet, most noticeable in resting state. The dangling of my feet while awake in a seated position, as well as when sleeping, resting in a recliner, could likely be the reason for my leg cramps or a contributing factor. She said, she puts question marks. And she says, I don't sleep well. I worry about what's causing this. And she's looking forward to the broadcast. Okay, Catherine, thank you. Now, I have a personal experience with this. In 2005, Bob might help me with the dates, I started writing 2-3 books back-to-back, and we were in a tiny little railroad car apartment in Manhattan on East 91st Street. So I sat in what I call a chaise lounge kind of sofa. It's like a recliner. And I sat up with my legs out with my laptop computer on my lap for a year, and I started to get sciatica because I did not have a pillow under my knees. I was putting I'm stretching my sciatic, you know, around my hip and down my leg, and not easing off with a pillow under my knees. So in a recliner, most people think of recliner, this is set up for me, proper ergonomic positioning and everything. No, you have to put a pillow under your knees. I sleep in my bed now with a big pillow under my knees, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, that could be explaining a lot of the nerve irritation that can relate to restless legs and leg cramps. So I appreciate the input there. So we'll see what Catherine finds out when she switches her recliner. But also, Catherine, put that pillow under your knees to take the pressure off the nerves that are coming off the spine at the low back, traveling around your hip and down your leg. Someone writes in, my friend has a vagus nerve problem. Can REMEG help calm it down? He cannot eat, drink, etc. Been to many doctors. So I talk about the vagus nerve and the autonomic nervous system in a lot of, in my, which one? Atrial fibrillation book, I think it is. And yes, it can be irritated and lead to problems. My vagus nerve was irritated when I was getting heart palpitations and made me have a little cough when I had heart palpitations. I just know that REMEG helps any nerve problem. I would just definitely tell everybody to take it. She's asking if PEMF device would help. I looked it up. It's I've known about these pulsed electromagnetic field therapies. It was in 2007 the FDA cleared them for use in humans, but it's electromagnetic. If you do not have minerals in your body, nothing of an energetic electromagnetic nature is going to work. It's just impossible. The electrolytes in our cells cause instantaneous realization of cellular function. If we think a thought and want to do something, that thought is transmitted from head to toe instantaneously. This is not a lock and key mechanism that medicine and science has imagined over the years. That's too linear. I think the lock and key is a backup for when you don't have enough electrolytes to do instantaneous function in the body. I'll define this better at some point. It's kind of a big topic itself, but this came up. So acupuncture, laying on of hands, any of these machines that people use for what they think the body needs just won't work unless your electrolytes are, as their minerals are in your cells, and there's not enough water, especially sea salted water, in your cells to make things work. So if you're dehydrated, if you're minerally depleted, then these energy treatments won't work. And of course, the minerals that are going to get into the cells, they're going to be the stabilized ions of the REMAG and REMITE, RECALCIEM, PICO Silver. Three customers.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah, Bob.
That experience with your knees was at the latest 1999 because we moved to City Island in 2000.
Oh, yeah.
And you were writing books in the 98-99.
Right.
And the other statement you just made is, Ginny, note this, this is sheer genius, everybody, sheer genius. Who has come up with an explanation of the sort of semi-fraudulent story about all these stupid devices people buy? Mm-hmm. You have come up with something. Now, have you heard of anybody else say that?
No.
The Mineral Foundation required for all this other stuff to work. Think of that, people. That's Nobel Prize level theory. Proven.
Okay, thank
you. Right, Ginny? You with me, Ginny, on this one?
Yeah, Bob. I mean, Carolyn's been saying it for a long time, just based on the relationship of magnesium and ATP and what it takes. But yes, absolutely. She's said it many times, Bob.
Yeah, and all those devices that they sell out there, you just crashed that economy, Carolyn.
Yeah, they, you know, when they think nothing else is working, oh, well, then this machine will help. And it'll have a good placebo effect, especially because you're going to pay $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for the machine. It better work.
Yeah, and it might even help genuinely in some little short way, but it has no long-standing, long-playing effect.
Yeah, I remember Shakaya, who... Go ahead, Jen.
No, you go ahead, Carolyn. I'm sorry.
I remember Shakaya, October 2018, when she said her 20 years of insomnia were being solved by straying away from her brainwashing about vegan, vegetarian, raw diets, and she started eating meat, and she bought one of these machines at great cost, and that didn't help. It's very frustrating. Okay, here we go. More mailbag. Three customers on the chat line reported still having leg cramps after using REMAG. Melody Rose sent them our questionnaire because they didn't say how much REMAG they were using. And if they're just using REMAG and not supporting their whole body, then that could explain it. It could also be the recalcia situation we talked about. So, even we do talk about REMAG as our, quote, gateway drug to get people's energy going, to wake them up. But then we definitely educate them about the other products because we don't want people to use REMAG as a drug. We want all the nutrients that people have been missing to be used. Next question. My rheumatologist took blood tests last year revealing antibodies indicating I had a past infection with Rocky Mountain spotted fever. My muscle cramps are very painful. I take a multi-B vitamin every day. Now you should be taking you should be taking Realign. And then he says he takes warfarin, a blood thinner. He has a pacemaker. He's taking a blood pressure drug and supplements, bromelain, curcumin, and vitamin D. Hopefully the vitamin D is less than 2,000 units. I don't know how everybody got on this vitamin D. It's incredible, isn't it, Jenny, how many of our customers, well, I'm taking vitamin D, and they're taking too much, and it's pushing down their magnesium. He's 78. He says, I have osteoarthritis in my knees, and that's why he uses a bromelain and curcumin. He has tinnitus. CAT scan was normal. And wants to know my comment. Well, what we would do is get you to look at my booklet. What is it called? Total Body Meltdown. Total Body Meltdown is a really nice short booklet. I know I tend to go on and on and on in several of my books. But Total Body Meltdown is what you send to your friends and family when you're just... You can't take it anymore. They've been complaining about being sick for decades. They won't listen to you about just starting with REMAG. So send them this booklet. So this is what we would send to William if he emails into support@rnareset.com, asks for the Total Body Meltdown book. And, Jenny, is it at drcarolindeanlive.com under books? Yes, it should be there.
So, yes, it is.
Of course. So go to Total Body, go to drcarolindeanlive.com and click on books and get the Total Body Meltdown. That's where you start, William. And yes, a lot of people have been there as where you are, and there is hope. Someone says, I suffer from leg cramps at night, but since I went from 1/2 teaspoon REMAG to 1 teaspoon, my muscle cramps have subsided. Question is, can you take recalcia, REMAG, and how much recalcia? So this is, I think I've probably answered this. This would be a time when a person says their cramps have subsided. She's taking a teaspoon, which may not be enough. But this may be a time to start the recalcium, just 1 teaspoon, and see if the cramps come back. If the cramps come back, then it's too much calcium, and it's blasting out but it's depleting your REMAG magnesium. So that's how you can look at divining the way that you take your calcium, if you require it or not. Like my yogurt example, eat too much yogurt, I need more Remag. Okay, that means maybe, you know, I should take a little more Remag in general, another half teaspoon, since I'm so close to not being saturated. This one from Paula, I suffer from RLS, but I also have hemochromatosis, very high ferritin. Through phlebotomies, my iron level came down, but the RLS got worse. I hated being on the Requip. It was by doing desperate online searches that I came across Remag. I'm a total believer. The lotion is my savior. But I still get episodes of RLS, some worse than others, certainly not as frequently. I put 1 teaspoon of Remag and 1 teaspoon of Remite and 2 liters of water and drink over 2 days. If I up the liquid Remag much more, because I use the lotion liberally, I get the laxative effect. Is there anything else I can do to stop the RLS? I look at our other products, and even the Pico Silver, Paula, in case there is a little bit of subclinical infection, inflammation going on. But it would be looking yourself, Paula, at the Total Body Meltdown and looking at why all the products can be helpful for, say, the hypothyroid condition that is subclinical. You might need 1.5 teaspoons of Remite. So work with your Remite. Make sure you're taking the sea salted water as well. And look at adding the fiber. We have an FAQ about when people get the laxative effect, when they might not be taking enough Remag, but have a little bit of a sensitive bowel. So you can ask customer service for the laxative FAQ. Love these topics. Love the products. Sounds very much like me in the times I don't get enough magnesium. I've just worked out 45 minutes on legs and get sidetracked and don't stretch afterwards. And then I get a cramp. Yes, just talking about running out of Remag. I need to order more lotion from my mom, et cetera, et cetera. That's Randall. And the last question from Colleen. I've been taking Remag for a while. I'm still having cramping, and yet it seems that I've reached my limit due to loose bowels. How come I still get cramps if I've reached my limit of magnesium? Well, we don't know that. I mean, is it your bowels that are a little too sensitive? Do you have yeast overgrowth? That's another reason why the bowels get activated. So what we tell people to do is look at the Total Body Meltdown booklet, see what you're missing, see what other products you should be adding, see about adding more fiber, use the Remag lotion liberally, and look at the yeast book to see if maybe there's a yeast overgrowth and yeast die-off, because the immune system is kicking up with the Remag, kicking up nicely, and the die-off then is irritating the intestines. It's all good. It's all what we've spoken about many times on the show. I don't know how long Colleen's been using the products, but send an email, jump on the radio, or get in touch with customer service to fine-tune what I've just said here, Colleen. Okay, Jenny, we have 6 more minutes before the top of the hour, but that's all I have to say for now.
Okay, very good. Well, that was quite a throwdown of information. That was amazing. Yes, thank you. And I know that the questions were fantastic. And one of the mm-hmm. things is that it's such a common experience for people mm-hmm. because they, I think they do give up too soon, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, they're used to the promise of medicine, where the drug commercials say, take this pill and you'll be dancing like a kid again. And they imagine that it'll be overnight that they're all better. But we're not selling you pills. We're not selling you medicine. We're trying to educate you on how to improve the structure and function of your whole body from the cellular level up and out. And so that's not going to happen overnight because you didn't make yourself sick overnight. So take responsibility for having reached this point in your life, and now take responsibility for getting better. And it just requires some commitment and, you know, that left brain understanding of how you got here and how you can get out of it. Some people listen to our 24/7 Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show at AchieveRadio.com. I think it's station D for Dean. And just listen and kind of inject yourself with some hope that life is not over.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. We've got some good questions coming in. One, I want to give a little attention to Carolyn about being on this keto diet and the magnesium requirement for a person who's taking so much protein, because magnesium is so important to protein metabolism. I don't think when people go on the keto diet, they get enough. So the question is, I take Remag, Remite, and Realign. I follow a keto diet. I don't eat dairy. I get my calcium from almond milk. I often am woken up in my sleep with the leg cramp or when I stretch in bed. How can I determine what is the source of the problem? Is it magnesium, potassium, or calcium? What should I take or do when this happens?
Well, I mean, keto diet should not be that high in protein. It's high in fat, moderate in protein, and low in carbs. So you start by maybe cutting back on the protein, increasing your fat, and then you look at your REMAG. Even on the keto diet, I'm still on a teaspoon to a teaspoon and a half, and I do eat cheese and heavy whipping cream. So experiment with your REMAG, 2 and 3 teaspoons. If you've only been on the REMAG less than a year, you probably need to be on 2 and 3 teaspoons, or that's what I would do. As for potassium, the carbs you're taking should be the greens, which will have a lot of potassium. And as for calcium, look at the greens, how much calcium is in your greens. And you can rely on a calcium blood test to tell you your calcium levels. And look at aches and pains. You know, my knee pain was my giveaway. Or take extra calcium foods or the Recalcia and see if your leg cramps get worse. That means you need more magnesium. It's an experiment, but you're the only one that can do it.
Right, right. Also, the other thing is, you know, we keep REMAG in our bathroom. I think it's invaluable for we take ours at night too on the way to go to bed. I put it in my hair, as I've said many times on the radio show. But the other thing is, if you wake up in the middle of the night with the cramp, you just grab your bottle of WeMag, you just throw some in your hand, and you just pat, just rub it into your leg, rub it into your cramps. You can use the oral form of REMAG topically with tremendous success, and that's the first thing I would do. I would just take a whack of it and throw it in my caps, right, Carolyn?
Exactly. I mean, before we had the REMAG lotion, that's what we would tell everybody.
Yeah, and if you've got REMAG lotion on hand, you can do the same, but I just love my REMAG liquid. I don't use the lotion. I'd rather have the big full Monty.
of the liquid. They're the same, but you just get more in the bottle. Okay, top of the hour. We're going to come back here in the next hour, continue with our fabulous chat, all of our great questions, and we'll take your phone calls at 602-666-6027. This is Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com.
We'll be back with Hour 2 of Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean, along with host Ginny Gunther, after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. Psychic radio, holistic radio, spiritual radio. This is AchieveRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/AchieveRadio.
Everybody, Hour 2, Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. And, yes, here we go now. Wellness with Dr. Dean. Always like to give a little shout-out to our very good friend Michael Brown in South Africa for producing our intro song for Dr. Dean. It's always so upbeat and positive, and it's always so much fun to listen to. Thank you again, Michael. Carolyn, we're going to take some phone calls this hour at 602-666-6027, and I know that we've got lots of people on the phone, and I imagine that some of them want to chitty-chat with you, as would anyone in their right mind. You should hit star 5 on the keypad. Star 5 is the way that you notify us that you're on the phone to talk to Dr. Dean, and then that will raise your hand in the studio. I'll take your phone off mute, announce your area code, and then put you on the line with Dr. Dean. If you don't hit star 5 on the keypad, it will not raise your hand, and I will not know that you want to speak, and then you won't get an opportunity to talk with Dr. Dean. And Carolyn, let me just ask also a question from the last hour that came in through the InQuick, and then we'll take some phone calls. How's that sound?
Sure.
Okay. Silvana in Nova Scotia types in, I'm 60. I have a history of chronic fatigue, anxiety, low blood pressure, poor sleep, hot flashes, heart palpitations, going through the total body meltdown, aches in my joints, in the spine, feet, hands, hip, knees, inflammation in my foot. No diagnosis, blood test okay, everything except a slight problem with converting from T3 to T4. I plan to remove 5 mercury amalgams that might be driving toxicity. Any suggestions for me?
Well, you have to find a dentist who'll do it right and just do one at a time if you have that much toxicity and disability. I mean, and then I'll pull all that back because I really don't know you well enough to be able to say anything. I don't know what the dentists are like there in Nova Scotia.
Carolyn, you know Savannah very well.
Savannah?
Garrett Dean's name?
Oh, really?
I think that's who this is.
Oh. Well, then what I'll do is take that call off air, because there's a lot going on. When you remove mercury, if a dentist, you know, kind of drills it out like a Brillo pad, you create a lot of fumes, and everybody's breathing those. If the dentist can kind of chop the amalgam out in chunks, then that's a lot better. So there, even to the way that they drill is important. And is there continuous extraction, vacuum extraction of the mercury fumes? There's so many ways to make it better. So this is a call that I'll take off air. Okay, Ginny?
Yep, that's great. So support SUPPORT at RNAreset.com, Sylvana. And just put for Ginny in the subject line, and I'll get you connected with Dr. Dean. Okay, let's answer a couple of these questions also. Dr. Dean, what probiotic are you recommending right now?
I forget. Is it Restore, Ginny, while we have our long wait for our Flora Revive?
Yes, we are recommending Restore. We were doing Primal Defense or something like that, but then we found out that they were bought by Nestle. Garden of Life was bought by Nestle or something crazy like that. So we kind of had to retract that. So we're recommending Dr. Zach Bush's product, Restore for Life, and you can use that until Flora Revive becomes available, which will be soon. Gary, Dee Dee also asked, remind us how much D3 does one need? D3 in a week, she's saying, but Carolyn, you have a daily dose for D3?
Yeah, Dee Dee, if you take, 5,000 for the week, then your body's going to be having to deal with that 5,000 at the time you take it. It doesn't know that you want to spread it out over the week, so it's just as bad to take 5,000 once a week as taking 5,000 a day. So we go to the Blue Ice Royal for the fermented cod liver oil and butter oil for the vitamin A, D3, and K2 balance. And coming from a food, it's much better absorbed. And the amount of D3 is low, but our people say that their blood tests for D3 are maintained or increased. And with D3 blood tests, you don't want high amounts because D3 is a hormone, and you only want a little bit of hormone to stimulate what needs to be stimulated. So Google my name and vitamin D, or read the REMAG book, or what other books? I suppose I have it in Magnesium Miracle, too. It's important to understand what's being perpetrated on people by this pushing vitamin D3. And even when they say natural vitamin D3, it's still made from sheep lanolin. It's not a food. Okay, Ginny.
Nan typed in and shared this comment, Carolyn. My friend, taking REMAD, Meg, sometimes still had leg cramps after playing tennis, but when he remembered to add the sea salt into his water, they cleared up. That's a good piece of information, isn't it, Carolyn?
Of course, The hydration is extremely important, and hydrating with sea salt is optimum. So, yeah, thanks for interjecting that, Nan.
Yeah, that was very sweet. And then one more question from Tracy, and we'll go to our phone calls. Hi, Dr. Dean. I've been putting coconut milk in my restructure and noticed it has D2. Is that acceptable, or should I search for coconut milk without D2? Thank you so much. I love all of your information.
Now, Ginny, is she typing D numeral 2?
Yes, she did type D number 2, and I didn't
synthetic.
Know.
That's synthetic D that's been added.
Oh, okay, very good. So, yeah.
No.
What would you say? You wouldn't want that, would you?
No.
Yeah, no. It's not necessary. Yeah. Find something a little more wholesome, Tracy. Yeah. a little more wholesome would be good. Okay, let's go to our phones again, 602-666-6027, and you're going to want to hit star 5 on your keypad. That'll raise your hand and let us know you've got a question or comment, and we will put you on the phone with Dr. Dean by announcing your area code first, as we will do right here, area code 352, and then we take you off mute and say you're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean, if you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hi, this is Rhea. I called last week, and I'm calling again. But I wanted to ask, I'll tell you what I did. I was having a problem with having diarrhea a lot, and I kept upping my Remag, and you had said maybe I was taking too much Remag, which I got almost to 3 teaspoons, like at least 2.5 there toward the last few days, and then 2 days ago, I stopped taking everything. I mean, I just I said, I'm just going to try this. So I don't even drink the sea salt water for 2 days. And plus, I also went to, had ordered the prescript assist probiotic that you recommend. And all of a sudden, no diarrhea. Perfect. You know, very smaller. I mean, I was having like 6, 7, 8 bowel movements a day, and 3 or 4 or 5 of them, I don't know how many were diarrhea. It was very depressing. So now I'm almost afraid to go back on the products, but I do want to do that.
Well, you have to just do it really gradually, Rhea. That's what we say anyway, a quarter teaspoon. And
well, I started in April. You know, here it is June, middle of June. So I have to start over, kind of?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you stopped everything, so now you start with the sea salted water and leave that for a few days, and then you do your quarter teaspoon of Remag. And, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of horrified about all those bowel movements. I don't know exactly what I said last time we spoke, but when you have that much diarrhea, you're pulling out your magnesium. It's not good at all, and you have to stay in touch with customer service to find out, you know, how to slowly increase your fiber, what else is going on, et cetera, because we don't want you to be losing minerals.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of scary. It was, and when I stopped, it was just, you know, a big relief. So.
Right. Well, you said, I mean, that's why we're here, customer service. You know, you shouldn't have had to have one day of scariness, because this is what we do all day and every day, is keep people from being scared. So this. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Rhea, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, very good. And also call back in next week and let us know how you adjusted and how everything's going, okay, so we can keep track of all that. Okay, area code 585-585, you're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hi, this is Andrea. I've called in before. Hi. My question, I started the Blue Ice Royal about 4 days ago. And 2 days ago, I think I may be allergic to something in it, and it does say that it might have shellfish. So I'm not, I went off it, and it hasn't gotten worse. But I am taking, I do want to take a vitamin D, and I'm wondering if you have any other suggestion, like for something that would be next to best anyway.
Right. I think we've heard one or two people not be able to take it, but I mean, that's kind of standard with anything. With humans, there's always something. There can always be something. I know there's another product they used to be attacking Blue Ice Royal as part of their marketing plan, so I stayed away from them. And I don't recall their name, and I don't really want to promote them because I don't believe in an attack marketing, but look up food-based vitamin D and see if you can come across another cod liver oil vitamin D, and maybe even just that, cod liver oil. I don't know your age group, but I know when I was a kid, I had to take a teaspoon of cod liver oil every day for vitamin D.
No, I missed that, thank God. Maybe not,
yeah,
thank God.
Right. Yeah, the taste.
Maybe
the
not.
Taste. Okay, so look at that. I'll look up, too.
Okay.
I mean, I'm seeing one here, whole food vitamin D made with natural non-GMO ingredients, 2,000 units. So that would be all that you needed. But, see, I haven't taken it. I don't know. You'd be doing the experiment in it and taking
right.
it. Okay.
I will look it
okay.
up, yes. One more
anything
question
else?
Real quick. I just wanted to say that I am taking the Recalcia. I take a half a teaspoon, and I
mm-hmm.
take a half a teaspoon of Remite and a full teaspoon of Remag right now. That's where I'm – and a quarter – well, I'm taking a quarter teaspoon of the pink salt, but that's because the salt is very fine. We make it finer because it's too chunky to put it in. So we've been, like, putting it in a grinder and making it finer. And when I do, like, a half a teaspoon, I feel like I'm thirsty constantly, and I get swollen. So I'm thinking it might be – yeah, so I'm thinking that might be, like, almost maybe equal if it was that fine. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know. But.
Oh, absolutely. I know when when I get psyllium seed and some flakes come instead of powder, I'll spin it up in my high-speed blender, and it will compact to half. So I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
And yeah, with my thicker sea salt grains, I do notice in the bottom of the glass there's always some residue. So Now, when you say, Andrea, half, a quarter teaspoon, do you mean in each liter, or that's all you take all day?
Oh, I'm taking the quarter. Yeah, I'm just taking a quarter teaspoon in two liters.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
so,
that's fine.
But I said, it's kind of fine. Yeah, but
when
I increase it, it seems to be so salt. It seems to be, I seem to get really swollen, and I just am so thirsty.
Right, and that's beautiful because you've experimented, you've proven what you require, and that's what we like to see people do. When we talk about the water, I say guidelines. You know, this is not gun to your head, do what I say. It's a guideline,
yeah, sure.
And that's good for people listening to hear that may be a quarter teaspoon in a liter is too much for some people. Maybe for some people it's not enough. So I do want people to experiment.
Okay. And I do get knee pain, but I have noticed it's so much better since I started this, your products. And before that, I know it had something to do with my hydration for sure, because I noticed when I was really hydrated, I didn't have it as much, so that seems to be. But you know what? I have to say, there's one more thing that's happening to me, and it sort of happened to me before, but it's not as bad right now. And I am doing the Remag very slowly. I am up to the full teaspoon, but I feel like I've been going pretty slow, like a week or two sometimes on
the increase, the quarter loss.
Yeah, the increase.
Right.
But. I do still have a little bit of every so often. I can still feel a little low blood pressure. If I stand up, I'll feel some tightness. But I'm not getting it real bad, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've had low blood pressure has been an ailment of mine for a long time. But like I said, it's not like – so did I increase the salt? I mean, that's where I'm –
I think when you get, slowly increase your Remag, then it will kind of train the smooth muscles of your blood vessels to react properly to gravity. Because what's happened is without enough magnesium, the smooth muscles of your blood vessels, they don't tighten up in response to the gravity of standing up quickly. So that's why you're going as slow as you are, which is wonderful. And the times when you feel the low blood pressure, it could be, oh, I forgot to drink as much as I should have. Oh, I didn't even put my sea salt in the water. Oh, I'm stressed. And, oh, I jumped up like a, you know, like a pendulum instead of slowly getting up. So there's always going to be a reason, and you shouldn't beat yourself up. You just say, ah, okay, got it. I'll do better. Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you. Wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
Perfect
you.
Questions.
Have a good night.
Perfect questions.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. Taking your phone calls this afternoon, this evening, 602-666-6027 is the number to call. Again, that number 602-666-6027. And when you dial in, what you want to do is hit star five on your keypad. We'll raise your hand and let us know you have a question or comment. And then we'll put you on the line with Dr. Dean. Right now, I don't see any waving hands. So if you want to talk to Carolyn and you haven't hit that star five, you've got to do that so I can put you on the phone. Let's see. Carolyn. Yeah, there we go. Let's go to area code 226-226. Ontario, Canada, you're on the line with Dr. Dean.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, please.
Hi, it's Helen. I have a question. I have tremors that when I'm holding things, they're very pronounced, and I've had all kinds of tests done, and they haven't found a cause for it, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
How old are you, Helen?
I am 65.
When did the tremor start?
Probably about 5 or 6 years ago, but they're as time goes on, they're getting a little worse.
Was there something going on 5 or 6 years ago when they began?
Well, at that time, I was on antidepressants, medication for depression, but I've been off that for a couple years now.
Mm.
I've been taking the Realign and the Remag and the Remite for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. So when you hold something, both hands, both arms?
It's more pronounced in the left than in the right.
Are you right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Are you having issues with your children or siblings?
No.
Good.
My father had tremors, but he was an alcoholic. And he had severe tremors.
Yeah,
I thought it was from his drinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have said siblings, parents, and children. Right-handed people with left-handed symptoms is children, parents, and siblings. Right-handed people with right-handed symptoms, it's partners and spouses. When did your father have his tremors?
Oh, gee, he died about 6 years ago, but he had them for the, I guess, back in his 40s even. He died when he was 86.
Well, you've mentioned six before that you started getting tremors 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, about 6 years ago.
Do you think you picked up your the baggage of your father's tremors when he died?
No, I don't think so. I've done a lot of work on myself. I'm quite healthy. I'm quite active. I have a really good outlook in life. I meditate every day. I don't feel like I have any of his baggage.
Okay. Does the do the tremors give you any sort of feeling of devaluation?
No, it's more of a nuisance. I find if I, like, it's more when my, hand is my, I'm about bent at the elbow, and I'm holding something. If I then take my hand and put it down on something, uh-huh. the tremors stop.
At the elbows. Okay, let's look up elbows. Yeah, I'm just, are you taking, how much Remag Remi Reline are you taking?
I'm taking about a teaspoon of each. If I take more than a teaspoon, I tend to get diarrhea.
Are you putting it in a liter of sea salted water and drinking it, sipping it through the day?
Not throughout the day. I'll have it, I guess I'll prepare it, and then I don't necessarily drink it throughout the day, but off and on through the day, I guess, yeah.
Right, right. Sort of a couple ounces several times through the day. Do you think the Remag has helped the tremors?
I don't know, because it's something that happens. It's not consistent in terms of how often it happens or when it happens. Which is why I haven't been able to figure it out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, personally, I'd be taking more, do an experiment and take more Remag, but to do it without getting the laxative effect, it is better to sip it through the day, which means about a half ounce every hour, half ounce to an ounce every hour. No, that is too... If you're putting it in 24 ounces and you're up 16 hours, then you're taking an ounce and a half every hour. Like that. I mean, you kind of have to really make it an experiment. And back to the total biology, the elbows are a conflict with work. When you have a conflict with work, the elbows sort of can lock up. I don't know. I mean, I guess I would, as you say, you're healthy, you're very focused, you know what you're doing, et cetera. You're probably doing all the right things. I would increase the Remag and see if that helps, and just pay attention to when it occurs, if there's something that you're trying to... Yeah, what else is going on with you when the tremor gets worse? I would, you know, maybe look at the total biology. We can give you the total biology resources, because when the body reacts in a certain way for seemingly no good reason, then there's usually some sort of conflict. Could be a very minor conflict that's driving it. There's got to be a reason.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that.
Right. It'd be interesting to work it out. But, yeah, see what you think about increasing to 2 teaspoons of Remag, and then write to support at rnareset.com and ask for the Total Biology Resource FAQ.
Okay.
Okey-dokey.
Yeah, I was actually up to 2 teaspoons a day, and then I actually cut back.
Uh-huh.
Because of the diarrhea.
Yeah. So do it by sipping and see if that helps. And there, you can take extra fiber like psyllium, aloe, and things to slow things down if your body doesn't have enough fiber. But we've got all those FAQs in customer service.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah,
thank you.
Sorry, it's not not a yes-no at all. But we'll all learn from this, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye, Ellen.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. And let's go, Carolyn, how are you doing with everything? Ready for some more phone calls?
I would like to do some testimonials. Bob chomping at the bit to get some more testimonials on his Facebook page, and I have to save them before he's allowed to.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Dean. I just wanted to say a big thank you for your REMAG lotion. I use it daily on my lower back for scoliosis and neck area for a bulging disc. Helps me immensely to be pain-free. Also want to convey I use this lotion on my feet nightly. Helps me with a restless sleep. Been wonderful to find it because in the past I would wake up every 2 or 3 hours. Sounds similar to what I said before, but I'll say it again. Testimonial. I thank God for us finding each other. She's talking to one of the customer service reps, I think. I was just at my doctor's for my annual checkup. My labs came back perfect since I began using your entire package. Yay. However, I am, for the first time in my 66 years of life, having trouble shutting down at night to sleep. We follow your regimen to the T. My kidneys are filtering at 200%. No blood pressure medicine. I have your Magnesium Miracle book. Having trouble finding a narrative on shutting down at night. Never thought I would be this energetic and so healthy at my age. The men in my family are usually dead by now. I'd like to offer myself for any documented testing of any new products you may be considering. I have an engineering background during my career. Thank you, Dr. Dean and staff. Big shout out to Julie and your wonderful radio show broadcast. I've also introduced your products to our neighbor and our niece. They're beginning your REMAG program presently. So shutting down, it just means don't take any REMAG after 5 or 6 p.m., that type of thing, if it's making too much ATP energy. I mean, that's the best answer we have for people about that. Testimonials. Several years ago, I was diagnosed with spinocerebellar ataxia, a very rare neurological disorder similar to MS or Parkinson's. Neurologists say that an MRI shows my cerebellum is shrinking, but they have no idea why. I have trouble with balance, coordination, fine motor skills, severe twitching, muscle spasms, Charlie horses. In my late teens, they began. Now I'm 47. When I mentioned this to my doctors, they have no idea why these symptoms are happening. Then I found that the twitching, muscle spasms, Charlie horses were signs of magnesium deficiency. Started with magnesium oxide. Oh, I knew not to take magnesium oxide due to its poor absorption, tried citrate and then glycinate, both which caused a really bad laxative effect. Then he found magnesium malate. With all my twitching, he thought 800 milligrams would work, but it didn't, only slightly lessened, so on and on. Decided to try your picometer REMAG, ordered it 2 weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, received the order, immediately felt a difference. Within a couple of days, my twitching and Charlie horses massively subsided. Then I read your magnesium e-book, and for the first time, someone was mentioning vague symptoms that I experienced but could not figure out what they meant. I didn't even know they were symptoms of anything. Things like cold limbs, chronic bronchitis, gagging or choking on food, hand tremor, muscle cramps and spasms, muscle twitching or tics, muscle weakness, startled by noise, tingling of hands or feet. But the most surprising one of all, apathy. How could you possibly know that? That one is as vague as it gets. Some of these symptoms were attributed to the spinocerebellar ataxia by my neurologist, but between you and me, I kind of got the impression they say it's neurological because they don't know what else to say. It looks like they were wrong. Looks like all these weird symptoms can be attributed to my magnesium deficiency. Now that these symptoms are subsiding, I notice that other things are improving too. My balance and my walking abilities are suddenly improving. Question, can the mysterious atrophy of the cerebellum be caused by severe magnesium deficiency? I've already answered this gentleman. I said magnesium is involved with 1,000 enzyme processes and is required in 80% of known metabolic functions, so it's possible. Cellular mineral depletion causes cellular dehydration, so that can appear as shrinkage. Every person can have a different body part that's targeted by their specific conflict. Question. If all these other things are a result of insufficient magnesium and doctors don't know a thing about it, then what else don't they know? Answer. See my new book, Total Body Meltdown, just posted today. There are 65 medical conditions that may be due to magnesium deficiency but are treated with drugs. There is an horrific amount that they don't know. Question. Is there such a thing as a magnesium disorder, like maybe a disorder where one can't absorb magnesium through regular means, food and supplements? Answer. Not really. Some people have magnesium wasting where they can't hang on to it, but I find that with our products, the kidneys may heal and stop the wasting. So he finishes. This is just the beginning. I've only been taking REMAG for less than 2 weeks. I can't wait to see what happens. And I said, keep documenting your progress as you are doing, and then you can write a booklet and put it out as a Kindle on Amazon and educate others. And, oh, it's a female. I apologize, Nicole. So Nicole says, thank you for all you do. Thank you is barely sufficient, but I don't know what else to say, sincerely. Isn't that something, Ginny? Something, something.
Yes, that's very precious. We love Nicole.
Ah.
Very lovely.
Oh,
very lovely.
She's new to us. That's awesome. And this is another one, a 55-year-old male diagnosed with primary hyperaldosteronism, Conn's disease, C-O-N-N, apostrophe S syndrome. Happy to share the following great news about REMAG. Now, okay, so this Conn's syndrome, a disease where the adrenal glands make too much aldosterone, which leads to hypertension and low potassium. And it can be caused by either hyperactivity in one adrenal gland or both. The hormone acts mainly in the functional unit of the kidneys to aid in the conservation of sodium and the secretion of potassium, water retention, and to stabilize blood pressure. So it holds on to sodium, kicks out potassium, and plays with water retention to stabilize your blood pressure. But what they don't say, it also causes low magnesium. So this 55-year-old male says, I've taken magnesium supplements and was prescribed magnesium oxide in the past, but wasn't able to get many of the therapeutic benefits due to the laxative effects. I'm on two medications to control my blood pressure and potassium wasting, and there's one to reduce aldosterone, one is a calcium channel blocker, and we know magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker. After years of taking oral magnesium and getting some benefit, I recently switched over to REMAG along with sea salted water. Almost instantly, I could tell my symptoms were improving with all the various side effects that this condition can have on a person. Muscle weakness, anxiety, periods of high pulse rate, and rapid blood pressures that are difficult to control. REMAG has helped me so much that my physician has removed the verapamil drug from my daily medication. Such great news. And in such a short time period, my blood pressure is also well controlled. Muscle weakness, anxiety, high pulse rates, and other issues are gone. Even more surprising is that I'm only taking a half a teaspoon of REMAG daily. Also, I've recently had my magnesium levels checked. RBC came back at 5.9. Again, good news. After seeing the great benefit of the REMAG, half a teaspoon and REMAG, a quarter teaspoon daily, I decide to purchase and pursue the rest of the Completement formulas. Thank you so much, David. Now, that is awesome. I mean, these chronic, horrible diseases, I mean, they're not fatal diseases, but They just control these diseases. They don't cure them. And I don't know that they're caused by magnesium deficiency, but certainly magnesium is helping. Testimonial. I can't say enough.
Carolyn, can I just say something really quick? I think, you know, what the situation is that when the body is under the stress of that kind of an imbalance, you know, the magnesium and our other products are just going to go in and start to relieve stress. Don't you think so? And allow the energy of the body to start to focus again on healing and not be so much in that constricted kind of, you know, resistant, stressed out state?
Well, yeah, that's where we start talking about medical PTSD the other day. Where
that's right.
The stress of being on the drugs, being told they have this horrible disease, because people will go and look up their disease and just say, you know, that's it. I'm done. You know, they will just be swearing, you know, up and down night and day at themselves, at their body, at the world, and create such a terrible shock to their system and their body that's trying its best to help them. And the drugs and the stress are just bringing them down.
Well.
Oh. Okay, another couple of quickies. Testimonial. I cannot say enough of how quick you ladies respond, from Carolyn all the way down. I get more pertinent information from you in 5 minutes than I get in a month from the allopathetics. Keep on keeping on. Another one, I love, this is from Kay, I love the Remag Liquid and Lotion, then the Magnesium Miracle Book, having very nice results, which include a 7.8-pound weight loss. It was a struggle to continue taking the distasteful calm preparation. However, it did help me acknowledge the positive effect of muscle strength in my arthritic left knee from the magnesium, plus some improvement in sleeping. Without hesitation, I acknowledge how pleased I am with the Remag lotion and liquid especially. Lotion used below the knee improves the lingering skin irritation caused by support stockings that cortisone lotion did not improve. I took a medical-grade glove, cut the fingers off for individual use, then covered an extremely edematous or swollen arthritic finger with Remag lotion, plus added lotion to the inside of the glove finger and secured it in place for an hour. Much of the swelling was reduced. The finger felt great. So you see what she's doing there. She's getting a plastic glove, medical grade glove or cosmetic glove, cutting off all the fingers except the affected one, slathering Remag lotion and putting Remag lotion in that one finger and leaving it on for an hour. I'd leave it on overnight. As for the Remag liquid, within a week, I lost the weight. At 75 years of age, and now retired after 44 years of doing nursing anesthesia, I've finally been able to get a well-deserved sound sleep. She was always on alert. I would wake up if a mosquito crossed a carpeted area, et cetera, amazed at now getting a solid, uninterrupted 5 hours of sleep. Thank you. Best regards, et cetera, et cetera. Awesome. And then your book, The Magnesium Miracle, saved my life. After the medical profession told me there was nothing wrong with me, even ending up in emergency room hyperventilating and having heart pain, I decided to take matters in my own hands, scoured the internet for information on why I lost the ability to sleep and all the problems associated. I found your book, ordered the blood test, voila, my magnesium was rock bottom, ordered Remag immediately. I've taken a year of Remag, topical magnesium, some energy medicine, herbal tinctures, my levels were all low in my magnesium, potassium, and sodium. Now all three are normal, and a host of other maladies have cleared. I'm finished with sleeping meds and working out at the gym regularly, even though I still wrestle with staying asleep at night. My energy levels are great, and I feel wonderful. That's from Yvonne. So I love doing the testimonials. They've been building up for months. So back to you, Ginny, for phone calls.
Okay, very good. We've got two callers waiting, and let me get to these little little tidbits on the chat line that I kind of skipped over. One of which was Andrew in South Carolina saying that he'd like to share a life-changing experience about the products. And, Andrew, you are welcome to either call into the show, 602-666-6027. You can type it in here to the chat, or you can send it into support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at rnareset.com. And we would love to read it out on the show. We love all life-changing stories, and we never get tired of hearing them. And we hear them all the time because it's just so wonderful what happens to people when they get these products in their body. So we definitely encourage you to take the time to do that, and we appreciate your willingness to share. Gary also typed in and said, in 2 days I have a work party in a restaurant, and the festivities are going to begin at 3 in the afternoon and probably end at 3 a.m. He says, mm-hmm. It is okay to drink my 2 teaspoons of Remag and my teaspoon of Remite before I hit the party in one go. I won't be able to hold on to a water bottle all night because it will be inconvenient. And, yes, I will take Realign to stave off my inevitable hangover. Yes, very good.
Yes, sure, Avi, that you're girding your loins, so to speak. And it should be fine. You're not going to get the laxative effect on, you know, dumping one dose. But if your daily dose is 2 teaspoons of each, you could be taking that throughout the morning up until the 3 o'clock and just get that all in and like you say, give up on taking that. You know, what it sounds like is our family that does the long-distance bicycling, where they, I don't know how many water bottles they had of Remag, Remite, and they put RNA reset drops in there, and they had bottles of restructure powder. So it's like you are girding your loins. Sounds like fun.
That's right.
Lots of Realign, one Realign for every alcoholic drink.
Yes, that's right. And it will do the trick, believe me. Mm-hmm. I have lots of experience with that, and I'm proud of it, too, especially when
yes.
it comes to my world-famous margaritas. Okay,
Margarita queen.
Yes, yes, but both making and drinking. Claire, little love shout-out to our dear friend Claire here, who was just asking for the reinforcement on, yes, it's Restore for Life from Dr. Zach Bush is the probiotic. And then Muffin is typing in and saying, should Remite dose be half of the Remag dose? After 2 years on 3 teaspoons of Remag, I got saturated. Wait a minute. And now I've been slowly able to lower my dose to a maintenance dose of 1 teaspoon. I just started the Remite. Should my dose be half a teaspoon or not necessarily?
Well, the Remite dosage is always going to be, well, 1.5 teaspoons in the beginning stages. The increase in Remite was always when people were taking like 4 teaspoons, then they should really do 2 teaspoons of Remite. So that's where we got the, you know, the 2-to-1 dosage, but you'd want the 1.5 teaspoon to get all the benefits of the Remite. Personally, at this point, I'm on 1 teaspoon of Remag, 1 teaspoon of Remite, and 1 teaspoon of Pico a day. So that's my regimen.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, let's go to our phones. I see your question, Tracy. I may have to have you email that into support, but let me get my phone callers who've been waiting patiently. Area code 803, North Augusta, South Carolina. 803, you're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment. Hello, South Carolina?
Yes. You have Andrew in South Carolina.
Andrew, with a life-changing experience. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Take it away, Andrew.
I wanted to call into the mothership and say thank you for the wonderful products that you have sent us, or that we have purchased. and that I am turned into a magnet. People are coming up to me like I have a halo around me and just wanting to just talk and talk and talk. Now, eight years ago, I was just about an invalid, laid up in bed. And my darling wife, she went and purchased Remag, sprayed it on my back. This is an honest-to-goodness story. Sprayed it down my spine, rubbed it all into my back. And I was on a lot of heavy-duty medications, I mean narcotics. Mm-hmm. And 4 hours later, I got up off the couch or bed, and every bone in my body popped. Just from my neck down into my legs, all down my back. And it was like my back was locked up. And I just pushed all the medications to the side. I've been taking your products ever since. And I'm so grateful for what you do. And Julie the Jaguar is just an awesome girl, too, along with Jenny.
Oh, that's amazing, Andrew. Well, congratulations. Yeah, we'll hit the yay button for you, that's for sure. That's wonderful. Yeah, so
thank
what
you,
you're saying about being locked up like that, so what happens is when the muscles go into their tension and their spasm, they will just hold the bones in that static position. So you have no mobility, and there'll also be the pain. So, but that is incredible. I know we hear it all the time, but that is quite incredible.
I witnessed it myself, and today my wife actually, she married two men. You know, the first one, you know, the first half of the 35 years, and now she's got a new husband. I mean, it's incredible. And we just want to say thank you. You guys are the bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, we feel like it. We really feel like we're igniting everybody that we come in touch with, and it sounds like you are too. That's fabulous, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I've been turning my veterinarian, my niece, and neighbors all onto your products. I've been giving them little doses here and there and sample packs. Anyways, I have one question.
Yep.
Say during my annual doctor visit, you're feeling great. How much validity do you put into those so-called parameters or tolerances that they put in the blood test? They say you got something like on your A1C, if it's off 1 point, I mean, is it really something to jump out of your skin about? Or,
well, see, the A1C about the rate of blood sugar that you've had for the past 3 months, you know, that's not even telling you what's happening today. I mean, there's something to look at there, and you think, okay, then I'll cut back on sugar. Wait till you, my sugar book's coming out in the next month, so that'll turn you off your dessert. So sugar is something to watch out for, but pretty much everything else, there's the relationship of the lack of magnesium in the general population that does affect the blood sugar, the cholesterol, and in your case, you should be balanced with those things. But the blood testing is based on the sick population, and the ranges they use are based on the sick population. That's why we have such a problem with trying to get people to to look at the fact that they're magnesium deficient, because the blood tests always say, oh, you're fine, you're within, you know, the range will be 4.2 to 6.8. They'll be 4.2,
right,
and the doctors say you're fine. So I got away from doing the blood testing, and I know a lot of naturopaths and alternative medicine doctors, they make a lot of money on doing blood testing and genetic testing and hair analysis and everything, and I really don't trust it, because there's no gauge of normal or no gauge of optimal. So I say you've got to... Yep.
I couldn't agree with you more, and, you know, I've heard Bob before. It's like, listen to your body. How do you actually feel?
All right. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and watch what you eat, along with taking your supplements. I mean, your supplements and what you eat is who you're going to be.
Right. And be happy, which is what you're coming across as. You're a happy guy. And yeah, you have the energy, you know, presumably from the Remag. You've got, you've got your groove on. I got my groove on
and ripping up
Andrew,
the front yard, yeah.
Yeah, did you all get on the Pico Silver, too? Because, I mean, that provides tissue regeneration. I mean, how amazing is that?
We each do one teaspoon.
A day.
Not a day. Two times a week. And
okay,
we were going to ask, that's enough.
Well, it's enough for, you know, happy, healthy people. The moment you're, you know, heaven forbid, around sick people or feel a bit run down or achy, just go to a daily one or two teaspoons. You know, my first taking of it, you probably heard ad nauseum, was when I had an airplane cold, took six teaspoons, woke up the next morning perfectly fine, thank you very much. So another thing that you gauge. I have a yeast overgrowth that I've had forever, so I do take one teaspoon a day.
Ah, and I've listened to Jenny Almighty, and I've been putting it in my neti pot for down here in South Carolina. This weather is just, you know, the humidity is horrible. And it clears my sinuses just splickety-split.
Right. Yeah, and what goes on with humidity, it's almost like we're growing mold in our sinuses.
Right.
I know that's not true, but
like
you're inhaling mold, all that humidity is going to grow. Mold grows overnight. So you know what I'm saying. And So as soon as if you go into a basement and you smell mold, that means you're nasal passages are already irritated enough that it's affecting you.
Yes. Well, that's all I have, Dr. Dean. I'd like to give someone else the floor.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, Mrs. Andrew. Appreciate both of you.
Well, we appreciate you.
Love you, Dr. Dean.
We love you, too, and
thank
you take
you.
Care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Ginny, we have 3 minutes for our last caller. But Andrew was so adorable, I had to stick with him.
All right, let's do it real quick. Gary Cole 407, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. Let's see what we can do.
Hi, Dr. Dean. This is Sharon Register from Florida. I have to say I have a life-changing testimonial to end the night. I'm on the whole complement formula for 4 months now, and had blood work done. My thyroid was at the highest 19.6 numbers, and that was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I had none of the symptoms. I had zero symptoms. So just like the caller before said, see how your body feels. So he, of course, always wanted to put me on thyroid meds, and I never took them.
Mm-hmm.
So I did start taking your Remag, the whole thing, about 3.5, maybe 4 months ago. And my thyroid TSH dropped 13 points.
Oh, my gosh. That just gave me chills.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep. Wow.
Yep, I thought I would just make your night.
Yeah, make my night. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Yes. Look at that.
And Julie Jaguar is the bomb, I must say. I love her. I love you more, but I love Julie. Not met Jenny yet, but but I'm impressed, and I am obsessed. I will never stop taking your product.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Bye, Karen.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you, Bob, Jenny,
awesome.
Bill. Thank you, callers.
Awesome.
Thank you,
awesome.
Ion.
Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You, Ion.
Bye.
You've been listening to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. Until next time, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
AchieveRadio.com.
Dad, don't bring that into the house. It's going to change the whole family structure. It's going to change the neighborhood. Already a bunch of people in the neighborhood have TV, and I can see the effects on my peers.
We'll continue after this.
I warned him it's going to create a separation and create a Berlin Wall in the family. It's going to make my sister become a different kind of person. It's going to make me become a different kind of person. I'll lose my interest in hockey. I'll get into drugs. Nobody saw this when I was a kid, but you couldn't.